Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Just a reminder that we're on the subject of the social system in Islam, and we've covered a variety of topics. Now we're going to enter into the topic of the economic system in Islam. And Islam really does have a lot to say about the iqtisadi side, the economic side of our religion as Muslims. And although you have most probably heard of the very famous book by the late Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr rahmatullahi alayh, called Iqtisaduna, or Our Economics, and alhamdulillah it has been translated into English, but that is indeed a very difficult book, probably for someone who isn't familiar with the subject of economics and the different theories that are around there. But what we can see that it's a good thing for us to try to have an understanding as to what Islam says about finances, about money, about the economical side of a society, and the importance of money and wealth as well. Some of us might believe that because Islam is so against us being involved in materialism and engrossed or obsessed with the dunya, it also means that we should not be interested in money or accumulating of money, or not even be among those who go after or pursue any kind of wealth or money. We will see from what it is that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli has to say that it is completely the opposite case. And also, Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions a variety of verses and also a hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that I will be sharing with you as well. And the first point that he does make is the importance of money and wealth. So in the economic system of Islam, money and wealth is seen as a ni'mah, as a blessing, something that will be the foundation of a society. It is pretty much the backbone of a community, money and wealth and things like that.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih Al Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Wealth, because any kind of revolution, any kind of change, any kind of resistance movement needs money. And when Islam first started, it wasn't a revolution or a resistance or anything else. It was introducing a religion to the people of Mecca. But that, of course, led to all of the issues and the battles and the wars and things like that that occurred later on. Which is why Khadija salamullahi alayha played a pivotal role in that era. And then, of course, Imam Ali salamullahi alayhi and him being the brave warrior that was able to defend Islam. And so money is something important. When you have a poor person, you've pretty much removed that backbone that he is going to be depending on, that he's going to be standing with. And that's why it is referred to as that the pillar of a society, the foundation, what is going to bring about that sense of not only honor, but also independence. You know, when you have enough wealth and money, you are free to do as you wish. You are independent. You are not going to be subjugated to the wills or the requirements or the demands of someone else. You're also not going to feel that level of humility. And of course, we must remember also that when it does come to how a person is able to survive, when there's the issue of sanctions or when there are issues of boycott, and you do remember the story of Shi'ab Abi Talib, in where not only did Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu pass away, but so did Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha as well. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi called that year Amul Huzn, the year of grief. And this was when they were in the valley of Abu Talib and the people of Quraysh were boycotting them. So placing sanctions on a society will cripple that society. But if they have that independence, then they're not going to have any issues. And that's why there's a very interesting verse in the Holy Quran that speaks about this in Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in talking about power and talking about being independent and talking about having that sovereign kind of nation, if we could say, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Your money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it as qiyam for you. Now, what does the word qiyam here mean? Here, we can understand that qiyam is a means to hold up and secure the society. It's a way of supporting and managing the society. So that level of qaymuma and support and managing can only occur when there is money there to be spent. And that's why on the other side, we can understand that it's very bad for one to rely on people who squander, on people who are stingy, on people who are not wise when it comes to spending, people who are what we call safih or reckless, careless. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin. Driving past
walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.